91X News.
It's 21 degrees and sunny at 1 o'clock. Good afternoon, I'm Kristen Oschlegel. Students at local schools are rallying together today to protest against Bill 115. 91X reporter Renee Rogers is on scene at Trenton High School, where one of the protests is taking place.
I would say there are about 150 students standing. Some have signs. Some are trying to get cars passing by, sort of in on the protest, trying to get them to beat their horns in support of their protest. But right now, everybody is gathering, and they're about to start some sort of rally or chant, it looks like.
Classes are still going on at the school, and some students are attending classes. It is unknown how long the protest will go on for. The United Way of Quinte held their annual community sale this past weekend. The event raised over $63,000, with over 900 people coming to buy daily household items from Procter & Gamble and cereals from Kellogg's. Executive Director Judy Gilbert says the money will go towards the United Way's annual campaign, with a total goal of close to $2 million. That money will be distributed to the 42 nonprofit organizations they are supporting. A fundraiser to build an accessible trail at the Quinte Conservation Area is being held on Saturday. There will be a live Birds of Prey show followed by a bug expert and a snake exhibit. Quinte Conservation spokesperson Jennifer May Anderson says there are many additional activities, such as nature education stations, building a birdhouse, nature hikes, and a barbecue. The event runs from noon until 4 p.m. at the Quinte Conservation Area. Admission is $2.50 for children and only $5 for adults. Just 2 weeks into school, and tomorrow is already the last day to withdraw from a program at Loyalist and still get your tuition refunded. Many students at the college feel that the deadline is too soon.
We don't have enough time to actually get used to our course to get the feel of it before we drop out.
For some people, they're probably learning, you know, a ton of stuff and they feel good about the program. They want to stick around before they make the decision to drop out to see if it really is what they want.
They don't know enough about the program to know if they actually like it or not. I find a lot of people need at least a month to know if they want to drop out or not.
Students who leave their program after tomorrow's deadline will not get any of their tuition money back. A ground beef recall that was made today does not affect Belleville grocery stores. Beef that was sold under the Safeway, Kirkland Signature, and Calhoun Meats brands is being recalled by the Canadian Food Inspection Agency because of possible E. coli contamination. Most Belleville grocery stores and Walmarts in Belleville and Trenton do not sell those brands. The ground beef came from XL Foods of Alberta. In a recorded statement, an XL Foods spokeswoman says the risk to consumers is low. Edmonton-based XL Foods has not said how much beef is involved in the recall. Premier Dalton McGuinty says he's confident there will be an agreement in contract talks between the Canadian Auto Workers Union and the three big automakers. He says while the usual seems to be going on, as a midnight strike deadline nears, he feels productive discussions are happening behind closed doors. The Premier says the auto sector is very important, representing close to 400,000 jobs. The CAW says it's prepared to strike at any or all of the automakers if there is no tentative deal by the time their contracts expire just before midnight. Some ex-Marineland workers want the province to do more to protect animals by regulating zoos and aquariums. The former workers at the Niagara Falls theme park delivered a 77,000 signature petition to the legislature today. Premier Dalton McGuinty says he expects the Ontario government will eventually step in with regulations, but not right away. ZooCheck Canada says anyone can open a zoo or aquarium in Ontario without facing regulations or standards to protect the animals or staff. Hundreds of protesters demonstrating against an anti-Islam film torched a press club and a government building in northwest Pakistan on Monday, sparking clashes with police that left at least one person dead. Demonstrations also turned violent outside a U.S. military base in Afghanistan. The attacks were the latest in a week-long wave of violence sparked by the low-budget film, which portrays Islam's prophet Muhammad as a fraud, a womanizer, and a child molester. 91X Sports. a Pennsylvania judge has scheduled Jerry Sandowski's sentencing for convictions of child sexual abuse for October 9th. The former Penn State assistant was convicted in June of 45 counts of sexual abuse. Prosecutors say some of the assaults took place on the Penn State campus. Sandusky will likely spend the rest of his life in prison. In the CFL, the Winnipeg Blue Bombers have signed an import defenseman, lineman Andre Carroll, to the roster as they try to rescue what's left of the 2012 season. Carroll was a late training camp cut by the Bombers and registered 2 tackles and 1 sack during the preseason. He also attended training camp last year before being released and attended training camp with the Cleveland Browns. 91X weather, today sunny and a high of 24, tonight increasing cloudiness with a low of 12, Tuesday cloudy with periods of rain and a high of 19, Wednesday sunny and a high of 15. At 109, it's 21 degrees. I'm Kristen Oschlegel, 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fn. News is next at 2.